Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less.
Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Do you like to look at old photographs? Or maybe you would rather be the one taking the photos? Today, we will learn about a man who is sometimes called the poet of the camera. Gordon Parks was born on November 30th, 1912, and was the youngest of 15 children. His family lived in Fort Scott, Kansas. As was common when Gordon was growing up, he had to attend a school for black children. By the time he reached high school, schools had become integrated, but he was still discriminated against. Because of the color of his skin, Gordon could not play sports or attend any social events. He could have let these experiences make him an angry and bitter man, but he did not. He often said his mother was responsible for this. She taught him to reject all kinds of prejudice, including being prejudicial to white people. When Gordon was 20, his mother passed away, and the family moved from Kansas to St. Paul, Minnesota. He lived with his sister and her family, but did not stay there very long. Times were tough, and Gordon did not have enough money to stay in school. He got by working as a pianist, a porter on the railroad, and as a waiter. He did not like being poor and was determined to make something of his life. Gordon spent his free time reading. Work became even harder to find as the country entered the Great Depression. Gordon was willing to do any kind of work he could find. Fortunately for Gordon, a band leader overheard him playing piano and asked him to join his band. This provided work for Gordon until 1933, when the band broke up and Gordon was without a job. Again. This time, Gordon found a job working on the Transcontinental Railroad as a waiter. While he was on break, he found a magazine that featured a photo essay about migrant farm workers. He was fascinated by the photographs. That magazine feature changed the course of his life. Gordon now spent all his free time learning all he could about photography. He said, "I saw that the camera could be a weapon against poverty, against racism, against all sorts of social wrongs. I knew at that point I had to have a camera." He purchased a camera at a pawn shop and quickly taught himself to use it. He took pictures of life around him. He captured the poverty that people were experiencing after the Great Depression. Gordon took pictures to document the racism that he encountered. He showed the poor living conditions of the black people of the South. These photographs were so compelling that he was awarded Julius Rosenwald Fellowship in 1942. This was just the first of many awards for his photography. He is known as one of the greatest photographers of his time. The United States was soon in the middle of World War II. Gordon was hired as a correspondent for the U.S. Office of War Information. In 1948, he did a photo essay on the life of a gang leader in Harlem. These photos earned Gordon the job of staff photographer for Life magazine. He was the first black photographer at the magazine. His photographs were used to gain support for the newly emerging civil rights movement. Through all of this, Gordon continued writing music and playing the piano. One of his concertos was performed in Vienna, Austria in 1956. As the 1960s came, Gordon started to publish the writings he had done. He wrote poetry and prose. He wrote several novels, including the classic, The Learning Tree. He also wrote of his life in To Smile in Autumn and Voices in the Mirror, an autobiography. Gordon is known for his books that combine poetry with his photographs. In the 1970s, at an age when other people might be slowing down, Gordon took up motion picture directing. He was the first black man to write and direct a major movie in Hollywood. His films also had a substantial impact on other black people. He wrote and directed a film based on The Learning Tree, as well as several other movies. In recognition of his magnificent work, Gordon received many accolades. he won the National Medal of Arts in 1988 and received over 50 honorary doctorate degrees. His works can be found at museums all over the country, including the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. Gordon Parks passed away on March 7th, 2006, but his work continues to impact people today. I've included a link to some of his photographs in the episode description if you'd like to see them.
Thanks for tuning in to the InquisiKids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description.